You're listening to the Charisma News Podcast. I'm Shelby Bowen. With the increase of inflation impacting millions of Americans, listen to this interview with Doug Stringer on how to remain in an attitude of thanksgiving and gratitude this holiday season.
Read more stories on spirit-led living when you subscribe to Charisma Magazine. Go to mycharismashop.com and enter in the promo code CPN to receive 10% off the price of a subscription.
We are entering the holiday season with Thanksgiving and Christmas right around the corner. This is the time of year where your life tends to get a little bit busy, when hurdles come, and we kind of get a little bit less grateful and thankful for everything that Jesus has done for us. So as we enter into this holiday season, I wanted to take a minute and just recenter our hearts with thanksgiving and gratitude for everything that Jesus has done. And to join me today to talk about Jesus and how amazing he is Doug Stringer with Somebody Cares. And I don't know anybody else who would be so great to come on here on Charisma News and talk about Jesus and just having the right attitude really all year long. So Doug, thanks for joining us here today.
It's great to be with you, Shelby, and thanks for inviting me.
So I kind of heard that your title is the Kingdom Ninja. You go around the world, you do all of these amazing different things to help out the kingdom of heaven and people who are in need, some who don't know Jesus, others that do. You're kind of a jack of all trades. You do so many things to see Jesus glorified. So why don't you tell people a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Sure. Well, about 40 years ago, I was running a fitness business and had a God just arrested me and just really reminded me that I couldn't just call him Lord, that he had to be the Lord of my life. And part of my life message has become from Houston, Texas to the four corners of the earth, from urban to foreign missions, from evangelism to unreached people groups. I want to have a message of consecration, commitment, and action. And literally out of that came a movement, Somebody Cares America, Somebody Cares International, with affiliates and chapters and churches that are partnering with us around the world, from prayer initiatives to compassion outreaches, to disaster relief and leadership training and awakening gatherings. So it's been an amazing journey for the last 40 years of just being available to God, because that's really two of the things I said to the Lord. Lord, if you can do anything with someone like me who has broken your heart and brought shame to your name, I just want to make myself available to you. And he literally took me at my word.
It's beautiful how when we posture our hearts in that place, what Jesus can do with that. So that's incredible and such a powerful testimony. Really what I want to hear from you and talk with you about today is, as we're entering in to this holiday season, as somebody who has seen people in all different walks of life, seen different parts of the world, I know just even from my own life from doing that, how that brings a sense of gratitude and thanksgiving just for the simplicity of life and the things that we have. And so I know sometimes it can be hard with the distraction and the world around us, but really, what would you say? How do you live that and walk that out in your life, having that gratitude and thanksgiving?
Well, you know, and you said it well already, Shelby, that it's not just for Thanksgiving or Christmas holidays, it's all year round.
Yeah.
And if we'd have a posture of an attitude of gratitude to appreciate the Lord, thank him for everything, and even learning to appreciate and be grateful for people, because there's the law of reciprocity. As we show gratitude, there is a reciprocity that comes back to us in the way that people respond to us, and even bringing the presence of God, because there's something about worshiping him in gratitude and appreciation and thankfulness that opens a gateway for freedom and deliverance and healing that comes in the midst of what seems to be very difficult circumstances. And as you know, even this Thanksgiving, when most people are preparing to celebrate with family and friends and festivities and food, that it's a very difficult time for many now. And so many people individually are going through personal challenges economically and other things that are going on. They can be overwhelmed of heart, especially with all the global challenges and the things that we hear every day. It can be very overwhelming that people become stressed and full of anxiety. And so we have to get back to God's word and remember that God's promises and God's word are true. And for me, I have to be reminded, because every morning, I actually practice this every morning, as others that work with you know, that I have two prayer times. One is my very first time in the morning when I first wake up, is I don't ask God for a thing. No supplications, no requests, no petitions. I just lay in bed and I just begin to think of all the things that I'm grateful for. Lord, thank you just because of who you are and what you've already done. Thank you, Lord, for a roof over my head and a family and friends and those that I get to serve with and the privilege of the calling of the Lord. Mm-hmm. So I just think of all the things I can be grateful for so that I can have my own spirit in the right posture with the Lord. Then I get up and I do my devotions and get ready. And before I leave my room at my home or a hotel or wherever it may be, my second time is my knee posture, where that's where I give all my supplications, saying, God, I'm way beyond my pay grade because I don't have a, I'm, you know, I just turned 50 for the 16th time, 66. And the one thing I've learned in the last 40 years of ministry is that it's a privilege of his calling. And it's easy to forget where we've come from if we don't keep focused on fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So I want to be grateful for God, grateful for people, show appreciation so that the law of reciprocity then it comes back at me in the place of the presence of God that dispels darkness and sickness and disease and disappointments and depression that people can have. In the midst of all that we're going through, there's still so much to be grateful for.
Oh, yeah. It's so true. And, you know, as you were talking, I was just thinking about, you know, the verse that says, you know, as we behold Jesus, we become more like him. And so really, I think that applies so much to our life, that we kind of become what we behold. And so just thinking about how you're waking up in the morning and you're just like meditating on everything that you have to be thankful for that God has done for you. And with this culture in the world around us, I think there's so much of this attitude and mentality of, you know, wanting the next best thing and it's never enough and trying to achieve this and do that, that you kind of lose that gratefulness and thanksgiving for what you already do have. Could you speak a little bit to that about really beholding those things and letting that kind of wash over you? And then you sort of live in that place, I would think, you know, from that.
You know, it's a great, great question, a great point, Shelby, because I think too often that we forget that the flesh that wars against the spirit is insatiable. It's always saying, basically, gimme, gimme, gimme. You know, it's me. And you know, we live in a self-absorbed, self-centered, self-righteous at times, selfies, even what we call selfies. You know, everything's about self. And A.W. Tozier used to say, itself is an opaque veil that hides the face of God from us. Oh, wow. I think that's so true. We get so absorbed with ourselves that even, you know, even the old song back when I was growing up, you know, you're so vain, I bet you think the song is about you, don't you? Don't you? And that's so true. We get so absorbed in our own circumstances and what's going on that we forget that we have great victories that still come from the very one who gives us those victories. I love what it says in 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14. And I'll give you my paraphrase. Mm-hmm. Give thanks to the Father. And giving thanks to the Father who always leads us into triumph or victory through Christ Jesus so that we can become dispensers or sprayers of the fragrance of heaven everywhere we go. I think in the midst of living in a stinky world, we have this fragrance of heaven. Even in the most difficult of times, we have so much to give because he's given so much to us. And we can be those like the sprayers on the wall, the Febreze, you know, in the midst of a stinky world, we can be a sprayer of the fragrance of heaven everywhere we go because we've been in the presence of the Lord.
Amen. You know, and I think it's what you're saying. I mean, Jesus is our model. He's the one that we look to and model our lives after and really try to just walk how he did. And man, in the midst of so much suffering and persecution, the things not only that they physically did to him, but the things that they said about him, his closest friends betraying him, you know, in the midst of all of that, he was thankful and grateful. And, you know, it was the joy set before him that he endured the cross. And so it's really just overwhelming just thinking about the life of Jesus, about, you know, how he modeled that out. Could you speak a little bit to that about how we do look to Jesus, you know, and model our life after that?
Absolutely. You know, I'm always reminded, you know, as we fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finish of our faith, as Paul said in Hebrews 12, and all that he went through. And so when I worship him, I do think about the moment of the work of the cross and the power of the resurrection, because it's been that moment where he gave his life for me, that I might have life and life more abundantly, that I'm reminded that no matter what I go through in life, no matter what challenges or difficulties or slanders or that come against me, or attacks that come against me, if I never forget that moment when he revealed himself to me, and then all the landmarks along the way, I don't make altars to those moments in my life, but I look at the greatest landmark of all, when he revealed himself to me, and the work of the cross, power of the resurrection. And then along the way, whenever there's been difficulties, he's always brought me through if I keep my eyes fixed on him. So those are landmarks to look to. So if he's faithful then and then and then and then, I know he'll be faithful today and faithful tomorrow. You know, I've always said that I can't change my past. And we all live with some elements of regret in our lives, but I can't change my past. But the decisions I make every day right now determine my future. Yeah. So if I determine to serve the Lord and fix my eyes on the Lord, then he's going to bring me through every situation in the past and the present and in the future, because he's the one that defines my destiny. And a part of my destiny is defined not just because of the Lord, because the kingdom of God is built on relationships, first with God and then with one another. Mm-hmm. And the degree of influence that we have or leave to the next generation is determined on the level of those relationships with God and with one another. Yeah. So part of my life is defined by all the relationships God has blessed me with in my life. That's been a part of my life message. I'm not who I am because of me. I am who I am because what God has done for me, in me, and through me, and the relationships he's allowed me to be a net partner with, you know, to be cast by the Lord together to bring in a greater harvest for the kingdom.
What you were talking about there, just with relationships, it made me think just how, you know, these following coming generations to come, the importance of really taking all of those things that you've gleaned and learned from the Lord and passing it on to the next generation, you know, as people are gathering together with their families and their friends during this season. What is the importance of passing down those truths, you know, from the word that you've learned throughout the years?
Yeah, I really believe the importance of legacy and leadership transference to the emerging generations. And so God is a generational God. God's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's about relationships. He's about generations. And I was just speaking at a church recently in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas, of course, with all the border crisis. And so I was speaking and I just said, you know, we limit our future by how we respond or disregard to or show respect to the former generation. So there are those who've gone before. The foundations have already been laid. The price has already been paid. Sacrifices made for us to be able to build on. And if we don't realize that we're building on someone else's legacy or foundations, first with the Lord, and then we built upon those foundations that others have given and sacrificed and paid the price for, then we actually limit our future. But if we show respect and honor, even in our freshness and our zeal and our passion of doing things maybe differently, but still respecting and honor those foundations, then it has a tendency for the former generation to want to bless the next generation when there's an honor and respect for the foundations that we're building on. So I think it is important to be a multi-generational transference of legacy. And I believe it's a prophetic generation that as we cross our generational barriers, come together as one, some with visions, some with dreams yet to be fulfilled, but coming together and honoring and blessing one another, we leave a lasting, greater legacy, an exponential manifestation of God's presence when we do that.
Yeah, I was, you know, in Hebrews 11, when it talks about the heroes of the faith and how many of them died without seeing the promises fulfilled, but yet saw them far off and believe. They died believing still that and knowing that God was going to continue to fulfill what they had started in the generations to come. And if it wasn't for them, you know, who knows where we would be here today. So it's beautiful and incredible just what you're saying about passing, you know, passing that along to people to come. As we kind of finish up here, what would be a couple practical steps or tips that you would give to people to really walk out, you know, that attitude of gratitude in their daily life?
Sure. That's a great point because, and I just wrote about that recently, you know, one of my podcasts, But it was something the Lord actually spoke to me out of John chapter 4 many years ago. Mm-hmm. And I found myself in that same place often. You know, I'm right now still helping with a lot of disaster relief from Hurricane Ian. So we're still working in Cape Coral and Fort Myers area. We're still working in the Ukraine. I just got a call this morning that there's a great need for coats and winter clothes for the border, mm-hmm. because so many that didn't come prepared. And so regardless of what we believe politically, we still as a church need to respond in a tangible way and use these opportunities to bring the gospel in the midst of these terrible situations. And so in the midst of all of that, you know, and then, of course, I just got another message that the earthquake has killed a couple hundred people and left hundreds injured in Indonesia, another nation I've been working in since 1998, the largest Muslim country in the world. And yet God's using the church to bring revival there by being tangible. And so there was years ago that I came home. I was so miserable. I couldn't pray. I was worn out. I was disappointed. My heart was overwhelmed, like many of us might feel right now. Yeah. And I remember going into my apartment back then, and I laid down on a mattress on the floor because it's all I had. I didn't have a bed. I didn't have a box spring, just a mattress as a young minister. I laid there. I just was worn out. I was so disappointed. My heart was broken over the state of where I saw things in my generation, in our nation. And I remember the Lord speaking to me to turn the lights on for a moment and to reread the story of the Samaritan woman at the well. And I'm thinking, oh man, I didn't feel like it, but I picked up the Bible. I read through the story, but it came to the point where he said to her, "Give me a drink." And I felt like the Lord was saying to my heart, "Doug, just give me a drink. Don't ask me for anything. Just give me a drink." And I said, "But Lord, I'm the one who could really use a drink right now." You know, back in my fleshly days, I could use a drink right now. And you're saying, "Give you a drink. What can I give you, Jesus?" And as I began to read it again, the Lord was saying, "Look, if you knew who was asking you for the drink," in other words, just begin to minister to me and watch what I will do for you. Wow. I turned the lights off, didn't feel it, but I just started pacing my dark bedroom. Mm-hmm. I just said, "Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord." I began to just sing words out of simple obedience, which I believe is the highest form of worship. I didn't feel like it, but I began to just thank him, praise him, thinking, oh, I got a roof over my head. I'm not homeless as I was for a short time when I was a teenager. You know, I'm not on drugs anymore. I'm not doing partying. I'm living for Jesus. I'm thinking of all these, just trying to just think in my mind how I should be thankful. And as I was doing that, what began is just a step of faith and a sacrifice of praise. Something began to happen in me. And the next thing I know, what was just in my flesh became something in my spirit. And this well began to well up inside me, realizing I had a well that never runs dry because it comes from a water source that never ceases, from the rivers of life that comes from the throne of grace and the mercy seat of God. Mm. It seemed like just moments, but it was hours, because I began to see the daylight come through the window, realizing in those moments of getting lost in the Lord, he did a work in me, that living water that began to move in me while I gave him a drink, just ministering to him, thanking him for everything. And God did something. So that's become a landmark for me, a life lesson, part of my life message now, that whenever I go through things, including the pressures of ministry and what's happening in Indonesia, Ukraine, and Florida, and tornadoes, and still the disaster that happened in Kentucky. There's so many things that I feel like I'm overwhelmed. Yeah. And yet the Lord just reminds me, just in these moments, take a breath, give me a drink. And God always refreshes me with his presence in that way. And he has a tendency to be able to get things in order that I could have never done anyway. I just get to be that yielded vessel that continues to make myself available to God. So whatever comes across my plate, the person that calls with a need, a person struggling with cancer, a person's going through a marriage crisis, whatever those needs are, the burdens belong to the Lord. I just get to be a part of being used by God for his kingdom to bring a semblance of hope in the midst of those difficult times.
He's so kind, isn't he?
He really is. Well, you know, I was thinking about what it says in Psalm 107, verse 8 and 9. Mm-hmm. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. And you had mentioned earlier about, you know, how people, you know, are always looking for something and they're never satisfied. Yeah. But yet the only thing that satisfies the longing of our soul is the Lord himself.
Amen. It's beautiful. And so for everyone listening, whatever you're going through this holiday season, whether it's a time of great joy or hardship, whether you've had a family member pass or you're struggling financially, just a good time to listen to what Doug was saying. Just take a minute and minister to God's heart. Give him a drink and watch what he'll do as you just spend time ministering to his heart, and he will just fill you to overflow. It's just beautiful. Like you said, the woman at the well, he has everything that we need and it's all within him. So Doug, I want to give you the last word, any words of encouragement or anything that you feel the Holy Spirit has put on your heart. And then if you would share how people could go to your ministry and donate to what you're doing during this holiday season.
Sure. Only final words would just be this. Mainly, I want to pray for everyone.
Yes.
But in 2015, when I was diagnosed with stage 4, 80% aggressive B-cell lymphoma cancer, in the midst of all these prayer gatherings I was doing across the country and a part of major international ministry and other things, the Lord just spoke very clearly to my heart that he did not do this to me. And if he did not do this to me, it does not belong to me. And so we began to live by faith. I did all the right things, ate right, drank the green juices and all that. And I went through what the doctor said to do. I never had to stop ministering and traveling. I had a PICC line, all the signs of what was the attack on my body. But by God's grace, he brought me through that. And by the end of 2015, they couldn't find any evidence of disease. Wow. Now, I know everybody's story is different. We all are confronted with different crises in our lives. But remember this. God's promises are yes and amen. God's word is true. He's not forgotten his promises for you. God is looking out for you, and God still is going to fulfill the things he's promised you. Regardless if we have, as I said to my wife and my family and friends, if I have one day or 100 more years, it doesn't change who God is, and that I still have every moment of every day to bring honor and glory to him, no matter what's going on in my life. I'm not going to let the circumstance dictate to me my life. But God changes my circumstances. So I want to encourage everybody right now, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He's our savior, our healer, our liberator, our deliverer, our freedom giver. He's the one that heals spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, and relationally. So he's not forgotten that. He's still the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. As long as he's in our hearts, there's nothing to take his peace away from us. He is our peace that surpasses all human comprehension.
Amen.
And people can get a hold of us by contacting our website at somebodycares.org. That's somebodycares.org. Or they can also go to my personal website, which is where a lot of my teachings are, is dougstringer.com. That's dougstringer.com. And again, thank you, Shelby. It's something about virtue being drawn out. And I can tell the authenticity of your heart and drawing these things out. Thank you for that. Because in my generation, who's now the older Samuels, we just need to people to just draw that well that's in us, because we want to give it away. Yeah. We want to bless people. And sometimes the wisdom we give is because of our mistakes. But yet, if we learn from them, it's wisdom nonetheless.
Oh, thank you, Doug. I appreciate it. And, you know, just kind of a quick note, but for people listening, you know, no matter what you're going through, like you were saying, there's something inside of you, there's a light inside of you that people need, that the world needs. And I just think about the younger version of myself who was a lost girl, but started going to church, and there was people there that were ready to receive me and teach me and pour Jesus's love into me. So no matter who you are and where you are in your life, there's a light inside of you that somebody else needs. And so it's very encouraging, and I appreciate that. But Doug, thank you so much for joining us. Again, it's somebodycares.org. Check out their ministry and what they're doing. The podcast is incredible. So we just thank you and honor you for everything that you're doing. And thank you for everybody watching. God bless. Thank you for listening to Charisma News. To read more articles and stories like this one, visit charismanews.com. Receive stories on spirit-led living when you subscribe to Charisma Magazine at mycharismashop.com. Type in promo code CPN to receive a 10% discount off your subscription.